Today at Kwarinam, February 11th. Well, today is a very beautiful sunny day here on the Garden Island of Kauai, and we want to greet you from Cyberspace Ashram. We have one question from Robert Garrison. Could you describe some of the small and fun things that you and your monks do? Well, one of the fun things that we do is our wonderful work every day. We don't consider it work. We consider it play. Because everyone loves to fulfill their dharma in doing what they're doing. But there are other things too, like swimming in the ocean. And we have a big lake here created by a river running through it. Nice cool water. And there are many, many other little things that make our day bright and happy. Such as we invited the Prime Minister of Trinidad Tobago to come with us to Alaska on the cruise, where we're having an InterSearch travel study program. We just received a very nice email from him personally. How I wish I could be with you on such a momentous occasion. Unfortunately, as Prime Minister of my country, I am very busy and it would be impossible for me to join you. However, my best wishes go with you. May Almighty God shower upon you and all those who embark upon this journey His choicest blessing. I shall be with you in spirit. And that was a very happy event. Messages like this we read at lunch when we're all together and find out what each and everyone is doing here at our cyberspace ashram on the beautiful island of Kauai. And thank you, Robert, for the nice question. We're looking to hear more from you. Have you ever wondered how karma really works? We've been discussing karma the last few days. It's as simple as a boomerang. A boomerang is a piece of wood, L-shaped piece of wood that we throw out and it comes back to us. It's as simple as that. All light and time and all work in a circle. So whatever we send out from within us comes back to us. You can be sure of that. If it's dealing with other people, it comes back through other people. If it's dealing with physical things, it comes back through physical things. Think about it. You're not a victim of karma. You're the controller of karma. You must live through certain karmas that you created in past lives, to be sure. But you can live through them without creating new karma in this life, especially those kinds of karmas of a negative nature called ku karma. Karmas of a positive nature are called su karma. Think about karma, meditate on karma, read as much as you can on karma just before you go to sleep at night. And the great inner you will teach the outer you more than you ever thought that you could know about karma. Greetings to each and everyone. Sending love to each and everyone through your computer as we communicate. Om Namah Shivaya.